Welcome to this joyful and glorious All Saints Day morning. I'm going to be recording something a little bit special. We're going to combine the Office of Readings with the morning prayer so that you can see more of the beautiful prayers of All Saints Day. Let us begin with the invitatory. Come, let us worship God, whose praises are sung in the assembly of the saints. So all the prayers are special today, even the invitatory antiphon is special, themed around all the saints and the special solemnity. We will select Psalm 24. Remember, the purpose of the invitatory is to help us achieve recollection. So like if I'm spinning my mind, worrying about something or worrying or something, this is the time to get snapped out of it. The Lord's is the earth in its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is He who set it on the seas. On the waters He made it firm. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who is not sworn to deceive his neighbor. Come, let us worship God, whose praises are sung in the assembly of the saints. He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him. Seek the face of the God of Jacob. Come, let us worship God, whose praises are sung in the assembly of the saints. O gates, lift high your heads, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory. Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship God, whose praises are sung in the assembly of the saints. Let us take a hymn from either morning prayer or from the Office of Readings, whichever one shows the most beauty and character. Jesus, Savior of the world, come and help and strengthen your redeemed. God's loving Mother, hear our prayer, that all who suffer may be saved. Let angels gathered in their choirs, the ranks of holy patriarchs, and prophets who with merits shine, implore forgiveness for our sin. Then let the Baptist sent before, and Peter bearing heavenly keys, with all the apostolic band, come set us free from bond of guilt. Let martyrs come in sacred choir, and holy virgins chaste and pure. Let priests, all faithful till the end, come wash us clean from every fault. Send monks and nuns with timely aid, and all who dwell in heaven above, to hear the prayers we humbly make, and beg us the prize of life. Beg for us the prize of life. All glory be to you, O Christ, and Father, and Spirit blessed, whose presence filled with wondrous light gives joy to saints forevermore. Amen. Great is your name, O Lord, for with glory and honor you have crowned your saints. You have set them over the work of your hands. And this is Antiphon 1. Next we pray the psalm, celebrating man's great value before God, Psalm 8. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Your majesty is praised above the heavens, on the lips of children and of babes. You have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel. When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars, which you have arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind, mortal man that you care for him? Yet you have made him little less than a god. With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hand, put all things under his feet, all of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. How great is your name, O Lord, with glory and honor have crowned your saints. You have set them over the works of your hands. I think there's a typo in the book. It says, for with glory and honor you have crowned your saints. How great is your name, O Lord! For with glory and honor you have crowned your saints. You have set them over the works of your hands. In this next psalm, I elect to repeat the antiphon after each strophe, which is an option but not required. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain? Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. He who walks without fault, who acts with justice, and speaks the truth from his heart, who does not slander with his tongue. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. He who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbor, who holds the godless in disdain, but honors those who fear the Lord. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. He who keeps his pledge, come what may, who takes no interest on a loan and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a man will stand firm forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. That was Psalm 15, by the way. Next, we have Antiphon 3, and we're going to pray Psalm 16. Remember that when we pray the Psalms in the office, we do two things. One, we pray and we intercede on behalf of others, so the words can become something that applies to someone else's life, and we might just remember, oh, someone is going through something similar. Also, we pray for them to come into our hearts and help us by speaking these words in the presence before the throne of God. We ask God to help us to learn to pray better and pray for ourselves. You have shown your saints the path of life. You have filled them with joy in your presence, O Lord. Preserve me, God. I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My happiness lies in you alone. He has put into my heart a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm. And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad. Even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay. For you will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence, and at your right hand, happiness forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You have shown your saints the path of life. You have filled them with joy in your presence, O Lord. Look to the Lord and be enlightened, and never let your faces be ashamed. So the church has chosen to read from Revelation chapter 5. We have a reading from chapter 5 here. The caption is, "You redeemed us for God from every tribe and tongue and people and nation in the right hand of the one who sat on the throne. I, John, saw a scroll. It had written on both sides, It had writing on both sides and was sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a mighty angel who proclaimed in a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?' But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could be found to open the scroll or examine its contents. I wept bitterly because no one could be found worthy to open or examine the scroll. One of the elders said to me, 'Do not weep. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has won the right by his victory to open the scroll with the seven seals.' Then between the throne with the four living creatures and the elders, I saw a lamb standing, a lamb that had been slain. He had seven horns and seven eyes. These eyes are the seven spirits of God, sent to all parts of the world. The Lamb came and received the scroll from the right hand of the one who sat on the throne. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Along with their harps, the elders were holding vessels of gold filled with aromatic spices, which were the prayers of God's holy people. This is the new hymn they sang. Worthy are you to receive the scroll and break open its seals, for you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. As my vision continued, I heard the voices of many angels who surrounded the throne and the living creatures and the elders. They were countless in number, thousands and tens of thousands, and they all cried out, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise." Then I heard the voices of every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea. Everything in the universe cried out aloud, "To the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor, glory and might, forever and ever." The four living creatures answered, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshipped him. Responsory prayer. We give you thanks, Lord God Almighty, who is, and who was, and who is to come, for you have begun your reign, and now the time has come to reward your servants and your saints. May all creation praise you, O Lord. May all your saints bless you. For you have begun your reign, and now the time has come to reward your servants and your saints. Second reading from the tradition of the church is from a sermon by St. Bernard, Abbot. The caption is, "Let us make haste to our brethren who are awaiting us. Why should our praise and glorification, or even the celebration of this feast day, mean anything to the saints? Why do they care about earthly honors when their heavenly Father honors them by fulfilling the faithful promise of the Son? What does our commendation mean to them? The saints have no need of honor from us, neither does our devotion add the slightest thing to what is theirs. Clearly, if we venerate their memory, it serves us, not them. But I tell you, when I think of them, I feel myself inflamed by a tremendous yearning. Calling the saints to mind inspires, or rather arouses in us, above all else, a longing to enjoy their company, so desirable in itself. We long to share in the citizenship of heaven, to dwell with the spirits of the blessed, to join the assembly of the patriarchs, the ranks of the prophets, the council of apostles, the great army of martyrs, the noble company of confessors, and the choir of virgins. In short, we long to be united in happiness with all the saints, but our dispositions change. The church of all the first followers of Christ awaits us, but we do nothing about it. The saints want us to be with them, and we are indifferent. The souls of the just await us, and we ignore them. Come, brothers, let us at length spur ourselves on. We must rise again with Christ. We must seek the world which is above and set our minds on the things of heaven. Let us long for those who are longing for us, hasten to those who are awaiting us, and ask those who look for our coming to intercede for us. We should not only want to be with the saints, we should also hope to possess their happiness. While we desire to be in their company, we must also earnestly seek to share in their glory. Do not imagine that there is anything harmful in such an ambition as this. There is no danger in setting our hearts on such glory. When we commemorate the saints, we are inflamed with yet another long yearning, that Christ our life may also appear to us as he appeared to them, and that we may one day share in his glory. Until then, we see him not as he is, but as he became for our sake. He is our head, crowned not with glory, but with the thorns of our sins. As members of that head, crowned with thorns, we should be ashamed to live in luxury. His purple robes are a mockery rather than an honor. When Christ comes again, his death shall no longer be proclaimed, and we shall know that we also have died, and that our life is hidden with him. The glorious head of the church will appear, and his glorified members will shine in splendor with him. when he forms this lowly body anew, in such glory as belongs to him, its head. Therefore we should aim at attaining this glory with a wholehearted and prudent desire, that we may rightly hope and strive for such blessedness. We must above all seek the prayers of the saints. Thus what is beyond our own powers to obtain will be granted through their intercession. Responsory prayer. Praise God, all you who serve him, both great and small. For the Lord God Almighty has begun his reign. Sing for joy, God's chosen ones. Let all the saints give him fitting praise. For the Lord God Almighty has begun his reign. And then we have the special prayer for Sundays, solemnities, and feasts, a prayer of thanksgiving and praise to God. You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, 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 Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide, you, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the Virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. Now we begin the prayers for morning prayer. The saints find their home in the kingdom of heaven. Their life is eternal peace. Alleluia. That's Antiphon 1. We are to pick the special psalms the church reserves for the major and the biggest celebrations, which are from Sunday, week 1. In your breviary, for morning prayer. O God, you are my God. For you I long. For you, my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. The saints find their home in the kingdom of heaven. Their life is eternal peace. Alleluia. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. The saints find their home in the kingdom of heaven. Their life is eternal peace. Alleluia. On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The saints find their home in the kingdom of heaven. Their life is eternal peace. Alleluia. Saints of the Lord, sing praise to the Lord forever. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Saints of the Lord, sing praise to the Lord forever. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Saints of the Lord, sing praise to the Lord forever. Let the earth bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. Saints of the Lord, sing praise to the Lord forever. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishaiah, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever. Saints of the Lord, sing praise to the Lord forever. That canticle from the book of Daniel, chapter 3, is a rich example of what we're trying to do in the Psalms. So, for example, there can be symbolic meanings or Christological meanings, but this general sentiment remains the same of everything in the universe blessing God. So, for example, the sun and the moon. In the Catholic broader tradition and view of the Word of God, what can these be symbols of? They can be symbols of Jesus and Mary. All the stars of heaven can be all the people that have accepted Christ's salvation and live in heaven. Likewise, when we pray Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, the great heroes from the beginning of the book of Daniel, we can think of particularly amazing individuals that we ourselves knew, just as Daniel would know. And then the church has actually inserted the Trinity into this to make it a prayer of the New Testament and a Trinitarian prayer. Antiphon 3 is sing a hymn of praise in honor of the saints, the children of Israel whom God has chosen as his own. Celebrate the glory of all his holy ones. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praying from the Psalm. Let Israel, your people of the new covenant, as well as the old Israel, come in to rejoice in you, Lord, as we acknowledge you, both groups, as both creator and redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and wielding the sword of your word, which is two-edged. We proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness help us and embrace us now and forever. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Sing a hymn of praise in honor of the saints, the children of Israel, whom God has chosen as his own. Celebrate the glory of all his holy ones. The short reading for morning prayer, Ephesians 1. May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all glory, grant you a spirit of wisdom and insight to know him clearly. May he enlighten your innermost vision, that you may know the great hope to which he has called you, the wealth of his glorious heritage to be distributed among the members of the church. Responsory prayer. Let the just rejoice and sing for joy in the Lord. Let the just rejoice and sing for joy in the Lord. Delight in his love, you of pure heart, and sing for joy in the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Let the just rejoice and sing for joy in the Lord. Canticle of Zechariah. So in morning prayer, we have a great song of prayer that was actually original to the saints of the New Testament. And this is the Canticle of Zechariah in Luke's Gospel. So the saints will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Alleluia is the antiphon. We make the sign of the cross as we begin to say it. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide his feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The saints will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Alleluia. And a beautiful thing that we haven't done before, just as there are prayers at a Catholic Mass, before the liturgy, after the readings, and before the sacrifice of the Eucharist, we have intercessions where we join with that same spirit. God is the reward of all the saints. Let us, together, joyfully call upon him. Lord, save your people is the response that can be to each response, each prayer. O God, source of all that is holy, you have let your holiness shine in many marvelous ways through the lives of your saints. Help us to celebrate your greatness in them. The lives of your saints have given testimony to your Son, Jesus Christ. Through their example, may we draw closer to him. Lord, save your people. King of heaven, through your saints, you have given us the courage to follow after your Son. Help us to imitate the example of the saints who show us the way to Christ. Lord, save your people. Father, in the Eucharistic sacrifice, you unite us more fully with those who are now in your kingdom. By our frequent sharing in the body and blood of your Son, bring us to the company of the eternal banquet. Lord, save your people. Take a moment to consider your personal intentions, spoken and unspoken, and provided that they be part of God's plan that is good for us, we will pray for them together. Lord, save your people. There's an Our Father, and then we will have the final prayer and be done. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Father, all-powerful and ever-living God, today we rejoice in the holy men and women of every time and place. May their prayers bring us your forgiveness and love. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. End of office. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. So today's a beautiful day. Remember, throughout the time of November, especially if you are a Catholic or a High Church Lutheran or something, today is a time, and this month is a time to pray, especially for souls that may still need further refinement. So the Catholic doctrine of purgatory doesn't mean that Christ's sacrifice hasn't forgiven sins, but what it means is that in order to worship God, who is all holiness, triple holy, the angels proclaim him, we need to be able to let go of everything that binds us to the first Adam, to selfishness, to wickedness. And some people may not fully understand what the life of heaven is all about when they get there. So there's this time to kind of acknowledge what happened during your life and make right of it. And this is the process the Church has discerned from the letters of Paul and from other things to be purgatory. So we pray for them, especially during this month, for our brothers and sisters, so that they may be helped, may be converted and conformed to the passion and death and resurrection of Christ, ultimately entering heaven. So you can pray with the Church, and one way the Church asks you to pray is to go and do certain special acts on behalf of the dead. It has some, you know, term that many people consider legalistic. It's called an indulgence, but basically the Catholic theologian that taught me is once you get behind all the Reformation stuff and all the legacy of the Reformation, most of which has been taken away by Pope Paul VI, we're basically just praying and offering the good works that we do in union with Christ on behalf of the dead. So remember to research partial and plenary indulgences anyway. And just enjoy the All Saints Day Mass. Remember, this is a holy day of obligation. And thank you very much for attending this special online proclamation of Catholic faith, living of Catholic faith, celebration of faith in scripture and tradition. Dana signing off.